2 Esdras. Chapter 12. And it came to pass, whiles the lion spoke these words to the eagle, I saw, and, behold, the head that remained appeared no more, and the two wings which went over to it arose and set themselves up to reign, and the kingdom was small, and full of uproar. And I saw, and, behold, they appeared no more, and the whole body of the eagle was burnt, so that the earth was in great fear. Then awaked I by reason of great ecstasy of mind, and from great fear, and said to my spirit, Behold, this have you done to me, in that you search out the ways of the Most High. Behold, I am yet weary in my mind, and very weak in my spirit, nor is there the least strength in me, for the great fear wherewith I was affrighted this night. Therefore I will now beseech the Most High, that he will strengthen me to the end. And I said, O Lord that bear rule, if I have found favor in your sight, and if I am justified with you above many others, and if my prayer indeed be come up before your face, strengthen me then, and show me your servant the interpretation and plain meaning of this fearful vision, that you may perfectly comfort my soul. For you have judged me worthy to show me the end of time and the last times. And he said to me, This is the interpretation of this vision which you saw, the eagle, whom you saw come up from the sea, is the fourth kingdom which appeared in vision to your brother Daniel. But it was not expounded to him, as I now expound it to you or have expounded it. Behold, the days come, that there shall rise up a kingdom upon earth, and it shall be feared above all the kingdoms that were before it. 12 kings will reign in it, one after another, whereof the second shall begin to reign, and shall have a longer time than any of the 12. This is the interpretation of the 12 wings, which you saw. And whereas you heard a voice which spoke, not going out from the heads, but from the midst of the body thereof, this is the interpretation, that after the time of that kingdom there shall arise no small contentions, and it shall stand in peril of falling, nevertheless it shall not then fall, but shall be restored again to its first estate. And whereas you saw the 8 under wings sticking to her wings, this is the interpretation, that in it there shall arise 8 kings, whose times shall be but small, and their years swift. And 2 of them shall perish, when the middle time approaches, 4 shall be kept for a while until the time of the ending thereof shall approach, but 2 shall be kept to the end. And whereas you saw 3 heads resting, this is the interpretation, in the last days thereof shall the Most High raise up 3 kingdoms, and renew many things therein, and they shall bear rule over the earth, and over those that dwell therein, with much oppression, above all those that were before them, therefore are they called the heads of the eagle. For these are those who shall accomplish her wickedness, and that shall finish her last end. And whereas you saw that the great head appeared no more, it signifies that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain. But for the 2 that remained, the sword shall devour them. For the sword of the one shall devour him that was with him, but he also shall fall by the sword in the last days. And whereas you saw 2 under wings passing over to the head that is on the right side, this is the interpretation, these are they, whom the Most High has kept to his end, this is the small kingdom and full of trouble, as you saw. And the lion, whom you saw rising up out of the wood, and roaring, and speaking to the eagle, and rebuking her for her unrighteousness, and all her words which you have heard, this is the Anointed One, whom the Most High has kept to the end of days, who shall spring up out of the seed of David, and he shall come and speak to them and reprove them for their wickedness and unrighteousness, and shall heap up before them their contemptuous dealings. For at the first he shall set them alive in his judgment, and when he has reproved them, he shall destroy them. For the rest of my people shall he deliver with mercy, those that have been preserved throughout my borders, and he shall make them joyful until the coming of the end, even the day of judgment, whereof I have spoken to you from the beginning. This is the dream that you saw, and this is the interpretation thereof, and you only have been meet to know the secret of the Most High. Therefore write all these things that you have seen in a book, and put them in a secret place, and you shall teach them to the wise of your people, whose hearts you know are able to comprehend and keep these secrets. But wait you here yourself yet 7 days more, that there may be showed to you whatever it pleases the Most High to show you. And he departed from me. And it came to pass, when all the people saw that the 7 days were past, and I had not come again into the city, they gathered them all together, from the least to the greatest, and came to me, and spoke to me, saying, What have we offended you, and what evil have we done against you, that you have utterly forsaken us, and sit in this place? For of all the prophets you only are left us, as a cluster of the vintage, and as a lamp in a dark place, and as a haven for a ship saved from the tempest. Are not the evils which are come to us sufficient? If you shall forsake us, how much better had it been for us, if we also had been consumed in the burning of Sion? For we are not better than those who died there. And they wept with a loud voice. And I answered them, and said, Be of good comfort, O Israel, and be not sorrowful, you house of Jacob, for the Most High has you in remembrance, and the Mighty has not forgotten you forever. As for me, I have not forsaken you, neither am I departed from you, but am come into this place, to pray for the desolation of Sion, and that I might seek mercy for the low estate of your sanctuary. And now go your way every man to his own house, and after these days I will come to you. So the people went their way into the city, like as I said to them, but I sat in the field 7 days, as the angel commanded me, and in those days I did eat only of the flowers of the field, and had my meat of the herbs.